I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend.
We often like to talk with musicians, actors, writers, and other notable people about work and money to hear their stories and share the lessons they've learned. We call it the Marketplace Quiz. This week, let's do some electronic indie pop.
Hey, I'm Nick.
I'm Amelia.
We are in the band Sylvan SO.
And we just released a new single. It's called Radio.
And we're happy to be here.
Yeah. Okay, Nick. In your next life, what would your career be?
I'm enjoying this career pretty intensely. So it'd be tough not to just double up on this one.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay, so I can't do that.
No.
Do you go personal interest or do you go humanitarian aid that you wish you would have provided in this lifetime?
No. Have fun.
I would really love to be good at designing fonts.
That is a great option.
I'm really a big fan of the subtlety of typography, and I think that spending a long time getting really good at understanding how the written word works would be a really fulfilling thing to do. All right, Amelia.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you blank. What would your blank be?
Time with puppies.
Seriously, you're going to pick time with puppies? I feel like...
No, but that's true.
Close to happiness.
It does.
It can buy you things that bring you happiness.
Yeah, exactly. It can buy you records and, you know, time with your family.
Airplane tickets? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, darn tootin'.
So you would go with things that are kind of happiness enablers.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole drag about money.
I think we've gotten to the bottom of something here.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
I'm just not a very fame-interested person. So a person on the street knowing who I am is kind of an anxiety-inducing experience for me.
I've observed that in you, yeah.
More than that, the thing nobody gets about being in a band is that it almost is never a profitable thing to do. I think that there's this misconception that if, you know, somebody on a website or a radio station or whatever is talking about you, that you are a rich and famous person who, you know, makes a lot of money and jet sets around.
Yeah.
And
no.
It's like, that's just not the case almost
no.
ever.
Yeah. Like, I still check out the price of toothpaste. And you never get to the point where you don't have to go to the DMV.
All right, I got one more for you.
Okay.
What advice do you wish that someone had given you before you started your career in music?
In general, I would have loved it if someone had just been kindly and delicately touching me on the elbow and being like, you employ these people. Don't worry about it. Just because people are telling you to do things doesn't mean you have to do them. Like, this is your business. It took me about 2 years to learn. And then once I had that, I was like... But there was 2 years that were very guilt-ridden because I was trying to appease people that work for me.
But I feel like you still do. I mean, like you, I don't know, you're very nice.
Excuse me?
I think you're very nice.
It's not a question of being nice or not because I wouldn't fulfill what they wanted me to do, but I
right.
felt bad about it. How about you?
I wish I would have been given a better understanding of... just the ins and outs of the business that surrounds music. When I started, and for a very long time, I was just really passive towards the idea of business and music being connected. There's too many things to understand for somebody whose primary interest is making things.
Yeah, you know what's a weird idea? Monetizing your art.
Yeah, it's like they're not good bedfellows.
It's so strange that the largest chunk of money that we stand to earn as musicians is... when your song is synced to sell a product.
Isn't that weird?
Like when your song is put in a commercial.
That's so...
very strange.
It's a tough relationship.
Very strange. And it's usually like, here's this song I wrote about my breakup in eighth grade, and now it's selling fabric softener.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. It bought half my house.
I wrote about my relationship with my mom, and now, how do you like this laptop? It's really a great laptop. Like those don't... well, what is that?
Sylvanesso's latest single, Radio, is out now.